As you sit here, you could become aware of the stillness in the room. And also the silence that's in the room. Even though there are sounds coming from outside, you might be aware of the silence that's here. The silence that might be highlights the movements and and arising sensations within your body. And the silence that highlights the noise within. And part of mindfulness is to be aware of thinking. Not so much what we're thinking about, but to be aware of thinking as a phenomena that arises. As if you can step away and observe yourself thinking. And you might, for the next few minutes, allow yourself to think. And in allowing yourself to think, to be aware, clearly aware that you're thinking. And in being aware of thinking, can you notice whether you think more in words or more in images? As you think, are you involved in your thinking? Are you interested in your thoughts? Are you hooked into them? Do your thoughts come with a lot of authority? Are you bothered by your thoughts? And what would it be like to just know a thought as just a thought? Not something to be believed or bothered by or engaged with. A thought passes through the mind as the wind passes through the trees. And in mindfulness practice, it's important to notice how you're aware. Are you aware with judgment or contraction? With being for or against what you're aware of? Can you be aware of thoughts, thinking, without being for or against it? Perhaps by relaxing the thinking muscle. Sometimes when we're thinking, there can be tension or pressure connected to the thinking. Some part of our body feels activated or energized, maybe in the brain, the eyes, the jaw, the chest. We think and there are subtle muscles that get pulled, tighten up. If there's any energy or tension connected to thinking, as you exhale, can you allow that tension to relax like you're relaxing a muscle? Softening, relaxing the thinking muscle. Maybe with the image of a agitated surface of water. Settling down and flattening out. And if you're watching your thoughts, your thinking, is there any emotion connected to your thinking? Could be very subtle, could be strong. But emotions sometimes are both the fuel and the hook of staying involved in thinking, caught up in it. But if you step back and with your awareness, look at the emotions that might be part of thinking. In that stepping back, can there be an unhooking? Sometimes it's possible to be aware of the effort that it takes to think, the energy, and to contrast that with the awareness, a kind of an awareness that doesn't really require any effort. The awareness that remains when conscious mental effort is relaxed. The awareness that remains when conscious mental effort is relaxed. And there's a way of being mindful of thinking, being aware of thinking, where the awareness is undisturbed by whatever we're thinking. Just aware. And then if the thoughts are not predominant, if they recede in the background or quiet down, you might be aware of the space between your thoughts. Or the spaciousness around your thoughts. And if the thoughts are no longer compelling, And also return to awareness of breathing. And if what I'm about to say makes sense, you might try it. That it's possible to be aware of your breathing without making any conscious mental effort. Almost by letting go of conscious mental effort and allowing the body to be centered on breathing. The body's awareness, the chest, the belly's awareness of breathing, is where awareness resides. And the mind relaxes, and mostly letting go of mental effort. So you're left with awareness. The awareness of the body, aware of breathing. A well-known metaphor for meditation practice is that of a muddy pond, where if you leave the pond alone, the mud settles, becomes clear, the pond becomes clear. But if you take a stick and stir up the pond, then it doesn't settle. If you take a paddle and try to pat down the mud so it goes away, it doesn't settle. You have to kind of leave it alone. So there's something about learning to step away from the thinking mind and being mindful of it without being involved in it that helps the mind settle. Because what keeps the thinking mind churning and going is usually some kind of involvement, some kind of engagement. So an important part of mindfulness is to learn how to be mindful of thinking. If we're not mindful of our thinking, it could churn away in the background or in the foreground in such a way that it kind of sets a mood, it keeps us actively involved, it kind of directs how we're for and against things almost without us even knowing it's happening. And we get involved without clear mindfulness. It's so easy to be involved in our thoughts, to be thinking and about what we're thinking about. So part of the art of mindfulness is to kind of step back with awareness and clearly know that we're thinking. And if the clarity of that knowing is strong enough, then an important part of our minds are not involved with the thinking, but just watching it. And finding that place of awareness where we can know or that we're thinking, where we're not bothered by the thoughts. We're not for or against them. Just watch. Almost like you're listening to someone else speak. Maybe you don't even understand their language, but you kind of just sound, you're sitting in a park and people are next bench over are talking and you don't understand what they're saying, but you know they're talking, but you're not involved. And when there's a lot of involvement with thoughts, it's possible to be mindful of the involvement, of the strong gravitational pull into the thoughts, or the hooks, the interest, the fascination, the concern, the worry, that somehow is part of the fuel for continuing to think. Because without understanding the fuel, without seeing it clearly, it's all too easy to keep the thinking spinning and going and going. But if we can step back and see the emotions, for example, that are part of the involvement, or we can see the authority that we give our thoughts, it's easier to step back, or just kind of have the overview of the whole thing without being involved and connected. Thoughts don't have to be a problem in meditation if you know how to be mindful of them. But I think it's probably fair to say that for many people, what makes it difficult for them to stay present, stay in the present moment, offer their attention to here, is a strong pull into thoughts. And so it's valuable to become wise about thinking. Get familiar with what your thinking is like. How you think? Do you think in words or in images? How much energy is in your thoughts? Is there tension anywhere in the psychophysical system connected to thinking? And if there is, can you relax, quiet, soften that? The Buddha called it relaxing the mental formations. And when it finally happens that the thinking is not so compelling anymore, we're not so caught in it, the mind starts to settle, then at some point you might discover this remarkable phenomena that awareness, being aware, does not require conscious effort, conscious mental effort. Awareness can be what remains when conscious mental effort is relaxed. So it becomes more like pulling the curtains, and then what remains is what we see through the window. pulling the curtains of thought, so the clarity of awareness can just be. And finally, about thinking, because of how powerful our involvement with thinking can be, when it's quite strong, this is a situation where it might be helpful to use the mental notes. There's something about saying in your mind, thinking, or planning, or remembering, that is a fuller acknowledgement that of the fact that we're thinking than simply being aware or simply knowing it. And there's some psychological process of a full acknowledgement that can help sometimes free us from something or somehow help us not be so entangled or caught in it. And you might try, if you get involved in thinking a lot, to use that full acknowledgement. Oh, this is thinking. Thinking. If that doesn't help you to step back from it, step back from the involvement. So we're starting the second cycle of the practice discussions today. And so you signed up for the first 2 days, and now we just switched everything so that if you saw Paul 2 days ago, you'll see me today. And if you saw Paul, if you saw me 2 days ago, you'll see Paul today. And if you don't remember which day you saw us, the sheets are up on the board with the new day and new teacher name next to it. You can uncheck. And I'm meeting people in room 100, which is down past the elevator on the left. And Paul will meet people in room 1, just off the main room downstairs. And I'd like to change one of the people I'm seeing tonight, this afternoon. Kim, if I could see you, can I see you at 11:45 today? Great. And so I hope you enjoy your day today. Thank you.